Have I told you about my friend Wussy Wussy our Pussycat? We love playing outside together and running round out the back. Mummy says I gave her that name when I was small, when I was a baby and Wussy Wussy a furry ball. She doesn't say too much, she leaves the talking to me. But we're best friends, Wussy Wussy and me. When I woke up this morning, it was a lovely sunny day. Wussy Wussy was waiting. What was she trying to say? She looked at me with her head turned to one side. I know she was saying, "Come on, let's play outside." I ran upstairs and got dressed in a hurry. I put on my old clothes in case I got muddy. Then I hurried back down, went out the front door. There was Wussy Wussy running round the front lawn. She ran over to me and I stroked her head. You must always be gentle with animals. That's what Mummy said. I like to watch the birds flying from tree to tree, so I walked round to the back of our house with Wussy following me. We have trees in our back garden and tall hedges around the sides. The grass is very high in here. It's a great place to hide. I climb onto a branch. I'm on a ship out at sea. We're the baddest pirates, Wussy Wussy and me. The branch is swaying. The sea is getting rough. There's a ship up ahead. They might have treasure and stuff. The waves are getting higher now. I'm covered in spray. We race through the sea. Don't let them get away. Bang! Our mast breaks in half. Now we can only go slow. They were lucky this time. We'll have to let them go. The sea is calm now. The wind has died down. But our mast is broken. We have to turn around. Other pirates keep away. They don't like us very much. We have to row ashore now. I think it's time for lunch. I wonder what pirates eat when they're resting on the sand. Do they drink milk from coconuts and eat stale bread and jam? I'll eat my lunch really quick and tell Mummy about our pirate game. Then I'll run outside as fast as I can and climb up the tree again. Don't frighten the birds up in the trees, Mummy said. They're much smaller than you. But I'm only having fun, and Wussy loves to chase them too. After a bird landed on the branch of a tree nearby, it flew so close to me, I got a big, big fright. Wussy wasn't frightened. She crept up the tree. Oh no, she's starting to fall. But as she fell down, she turned around and landed on her paws. I know if I fell out of a tree, I wouldn't land on my feet. I'd fall through the air and land in a heap. I'd go crying to Mummy, telling her my knee was sore. Wussy Wussy didn't cry. She wanted to climb some more. So, digging her claws in deep, she tried again. Climbing up higher this time, but then the bird saw her and flew up to the sky. Then looked down at Wussy saying, "If you want to catch me, you'll have to learn to fly. Come down now, Wussy. It's time for a rest." We leave the birds now. Leave them safe in their nests. I can hear Mummy calling. It's time to go inside. I'm feeling hungry now. I'm glad it's dinner time. Come on, Wussy Wussy. I'll pour some milk for you and put meat in your bowl. I know you like that too. My dinner is on the table. I must wash my hands real quick. Pussycats don't like water. They just give their paws a lick. After I ate all my dinner, I watched cartoons on TV. I didn't see too many though. I was starting to fall asleep. Mummy, I'm tired now. Will you read me a story? We've had great fun today, Wussy Wussy and me. We ran outside, played pirates up a tree. I wonder if Wussy Wussy is tired now and feels sleepy like me.